So, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart would be acceptable to you. Lord, our strength. Lord, now, may we encounter you in the word. In Jesus' name, amen. A word I had today and just hanging out with the Lord just reminded me of some things. You know, if you're anything like me, you know, I don't just get a truth and I'm like, okay, I just have to be reminded of it, right? We just always constantly have to be reminded of truth. That's just the way it works. Truth sets us free, and God's always speaking truth. And because we're in such war all the time, we tend to forget, and then the Lord just comes back and just speaks the truth. But in Luke chapter 4, where you see Jesus going into the encounter and pick a fight with the devil in Jericho, it says this, "And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led about by the Spirit in the wilderness, and for 40 days being tempted by the devil." A lot of us grew up to believe that, you know, we read the three temptations, and, you know, when he took him up on the mountains to show him the kingdoms, and throw yourself off from here, you know, and all that stuff, turn this bread into... We think that there was just three encounters, but Scripture says for 40 days, nights, Jesus was constantly being tempted by the devil. In other words, every single thing, every temptation that we encounter, no matter what it is, Jesus encountered it during that time. Constant temptation. Never giving in to it. And so really, in Jericho, in the wilderness where he was, is really where the enemy was defeated. First, because he said he left him, and then he came back. He would wait for an opportune time to come, which he came back at the cross, right? And at the cross, we know he was stripped of everything, stripped of his power. But it's there where Jesus took upon the temptations of humanity in the wilderness. I mean, tempted with everything as we are. He was tempted to be critical. He was tempted to be with pride. Just anything you think in your life you're tempted with, Jesus was tempted with during those 40 days. Okay? Now in Hebrews, really cool scripture over in Hebrews, I'll read it to you. "Therefore he had to be made like his brethren," like us, "in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. And for since he himself," Jesus himself, "was tempted, in that which he suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. He never gave into any of it. Let us therefore, in our walk with God, in our daily walk with God, moment by moment," is what this means, "draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Okay? And that word really is a now, moment-by-moment word. Okay? Y'all have heard it before. And you think about that. If Jesus was tempted in everything as I am, so he would be a merciful and faithful high priest. Okay? And that he comes to my aid when I'm tempted. When I'm tempted to be angry, when I'm tempted to be anxious. Right? That's one I've been dealing with lately. Golly, man, I've just been so anxious. Sin, right? Jesus was tempted with being anxious. He was tempted with being fearful. He was tempted with, I don't care what it is, temptation, lust, you name it. All right? So that he would know in my walk with him daily, moment by moment, he could come to me. And there's this throne, I love how it uses that his very throne, his very presence is a presence of mercy and grace to help me in my need. But somehow the enemy gets us to think that we have to fight the temptation, right? We use scripture, we'll quote scripture, we'll do all that kind of stuff, you know. and forget that it's an actual person that's fighting on my behalf, who actually had been tempted with that thing but conquered it, that I'm yielding to at that moment. Because, see, it's not in the temptation. We know that temptation is not sin. It's not even really falling into it. It's all the junk around it when you fall, the guilt and condemnation that the enemy is focused on. Because, see, if you walk in guilt and condemnation all the time, you're not walking in the light and in fellowship with the Lord. Let me show you real quick. And this is just kind of the culmination. I have to talk real fast because we have to call these like homilies, because that means that really short word, you know. This is in 1 John, familiar passage. This is so cool. This is the message that we've heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, or God is truth is what that word. God is truth, and in him there's no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, if we walk in the truth, as he himself is truth, light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Okay? This is a fellowship word. That word really means, if I'm attempting and trying to walk in the light, that's my heart. And if you know, if you're anything like me, we don't always do it, right? We all stumble badly. But if I'm attempting to walk in the light, the truth, as he himself is the truth, then what happens is there's this dynamic that takes place. I have fellowship with him, and the blood of Jesus is constantly cleansing me from my failures and my sin. Okay? Because it's not an issue with the Lord. Right? That's the truth that keeps me walking and keeps me free, because constantly flowing from him is mercy and grace constantly. So if I'm walking and Clint and I are friends and he does something and I get real angry at him and I'm just so tempted to be mad at him and angry or critical at him, I can say, wait a minute, Jesus, you were tempted with that same thing. Come, Lord, face that. That's a fellowship word, right? And there's mercy and grace to help me say, oh man, Craig, I conquered that. That's easy. I can do that. And then he faces that thing through me. I have fellowship with him. And it says the blood of Jesus not only cleanses me from that, but it cleanses me from all things I don't even really know about either. Isn't that incredible? That's an incredible truth, because, see, that's the very antithesis of the tactic of the enemy, which is to always make me feel like I'm a failure. I've blown it. I haven't been praying enough. I haven't been doing enough. Hello? You know, over the holidays, Lord, I just hadn't spent enough time. Where do you think all that's coming from? That's not the Lord, right? So you ever think he was tempted with that too? Say, hey, you're the Son of God. Jesus, you hadn't even been praying. I mean, what's up with that? Sure he did. Right? Everything. But he overcame it. He conquered it. And so as we walk in the light, that really is what that means. We're walking in truth. I'm walking in his resurrection life and his power that has already conquered everything for me. And when my attempt, my heart, is trying to do that, walk in the light, truth, what that word means is truth. Darkness means deception. If I'm walking in that, then there's this constant cleansing that's going on. Without raising your hands, how many of you right now could say, I could use just a good cleansing? I feel guilty, I feel shame, I feel, you know, I hadn't done enough, right? Maybe y'all are just not where I am, okay? I've been constantly reminded today of things I've failed, right? Deception. And I can't bite that apple. The truth is, his mercy and grace is flowing over me right now. That's the truth. The truth is, I'm walking in the light, and so are you, as he himself is in the light. And the blood of his son Jesus has cleansed you already. You're forgiven. It's not an issue. Now, if I live like that all the time, I'm a dangerous Christian, y'all. You hear me? because these birds won't light on me of the enemy. That's what it means to walk in the light. It doesn't mean you have it all together. It doesn't say that. If you attempt to walk with him, to walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, the blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and we have fellowship with one another. You have fellowship with him. Okay? Because he's already conquered it. Anything we're struggling with right now, I can literally say, God, I can just really let that go. Because nothing can stand in the torrent of that river of mercy and grace. Nothing can cling to you. Amen? So Lord, wash us, cleanse us, because we already are in fellowship with you. So I pray that the Lord would release now anybody who's struggling with any guilt, shame, condemnation, especially the condemnation. It's gum under your feet. You're just going to scrape it off, right? So Lord, bless us now. Thank you that you're a merciful and faithful high priest who comes to me and faces everything through me. That you've already conquered, Lord. We ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.